Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. And I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know I love my Tuesdays because we are here in the Tuesday Business Spotlight, and it is shining on Janice Clark and social media help, not hype. And I just love my Tuesdays, and I have my pen ready because Janice is going to give us that recipe on how to mix those right social networking ingredients and social media ingredients in for the right kind of layered networking that we're going to make. So right to you, Janice. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great. Dori, how are you doing today?
I am awesome, and I am ready to take notes.
All right, well, good. Get your paper and pen out because I'm gonna give you some things to take notes on.
I know, and I'm looking forward to it.
I always get this question. I have been getting the same question for many, many years. People say to me, you know, if you could only be on one social media site, what would it be? If you could only do one. If I only have the time and the money to do one, what's the one? And I actually created an infographic over on my blog. You can find it under Social Media Wardrobe. It's a Social Media Wardrobe post. I want to do something fun for it, talking about just the different types of networking and how they fit into your overall strategy. You know, I have a window. I have one of those days, Dori. Let me just tell you, I'm having one of those days, and I have this window. I have just some bullet points on a screen in front of me, and there's a random window that just keeps popping up over top of it. I don't know why. I don't know what it wants from me, but it's distracting. So I just had to shut it down. Bear with me. Relationships just don't work like that. And what you want to keep in mind is that social networking is all about building relationships. I mean, that is what social networking is. So what's the preferred layered networking strategy? You know, keep in mind that the people you know and like are, first of all, they're very articulate. They tend to be intelligent, most often well-read, funny, likable people. You know, they have personality, and you want to be around them. And it doesn't matter whether it's someone you're buying greeting cards off of, or if it's your dentist, or who it happens to be, anyone you're doing business with, the more of these qualities they have, the better. In addition, the people that you do business most often with, the ones you do business most often with, tend to be people that you can easily find and you see them on a regular basis. Now, of course, we all know people that we really love and we seldom ever see them. That's very, very true. Even some people that we do business with that we almost never see, but we wouldn't do business with anyone else. Of course, we have personal relationships with your mom, your sister, people that, you know, you may live far away from, you never see them. Again, those are special types of relationships. But we seldom in business really get the chance to create really strong ties like that. But it doesn't matter if you never see this person or never hear from them. When the time comes that you need this type of business, you're going to reach out and get in touch with them. We really don't get a chance to make those relationships very often. And if we do, they're long-standing relationships, and they take a very long time to happen. Many of the people we do business with on a daily basis come to us by chance, by coincidence, by referrals. Think of it this way. If you have, let's say you have a plumber who did a great job in your home 2 years ago and you need a plumber again, how much effort are you going to put into finding that person's information? What if he was in your home 5 or 6 years ago? You know, think about it. Are you going to spend days looking up old receipts, going through your files, going through business cards, you know, pouring through this information? How much time are you really going to spend trying to find him if you have water pouring out of your pipes right now? Now, if there's a project that you want taken care of sometime, you know, later in the summer or later this fall, maybe you'll spend a little more time looking for them. But think about it. You know, how much time would you really spend? And now ask yourself, how hard do you think people are really going to look to find your business? You know, once you've created this wonderful persona, that you have a great business, you've got a great website, you're intelligent, you're funny, you're smart, you know your stuff, you're experienced, you've done all of these things. But in this world, unfortunately, we are dealing with a very much an out-of-sight, out-of-mind mentality when it comes to many of our clients. And unless you have really developed that relationship, that level of loyalty, that they aren't going to do business with anybody else. It's either you or it's nobody. You know, unless you have that, and most of us don't have it with the majority of our clients, that means you need to stay in front of them. There's only so many emails you can send. You can't do email marketing every day. You can't send them things all the time. So you really got to make sure you're getting in front of them on a regular basis. Don't make it so hard for people to find you. If you have a plumber who did a great job on your house 5 years ago and you periodically see him pop up on Facebook or occasionally pop up on Twitter, maybe once in a while you get an email from them. Most plumbers don't send out that type of marketing, but it could happen. That's one thing, because that means 5 years down the line or 2 years or however long it happens to be, when you need their service, if they did a good job and you remember who they are and can easily contact them, you probably will. They're going to get the business again. This is the mentality that you need to have when you're considering whether or not people are going to come find you in your own business. Don't make it so hard for them. A good combination of activities include video, text, like blog posts, tweet posts, photos. Your target audience is going to consume content in a variety of ways. And if you're only doing blog posts, or only sharing video, or, and this is the case for many businesses, you're only putting out tweets and posts, then you're missing a really large chunk of people who may potentially buy from you for the first time, and certainly who may buy from you again. YouTube is now the second largest search engine in the entire world. The search engine, not social networking site, search engine. So when people are looking for things, they're going to YouTube searching for video. I recently did some repairs in my kitchen, some minor repairs, because I'm not going to get them. I did some minor repairs, and the first thing I did was I went over to YouTube to see what other people had done and how they had done it, and I found tons of great information. And in one of the videos, I found a recommendation for a product that would make the job a whole lot easier. I bought it. They made a sale. They made a sale because they had video, because I was able to get to a great website that had the product, and it was easy to make a purchase. A lot of things go into building that buyer relationship, getting people to the point that they're going to purchase from you for the first time and purchase from you again. So when we're talking about a layered strategy and you're asking which social networking sites work best, you know, that's going to depend on your particular audience. Every client that we have through here is a bit different. Different target audiences may mean a different set of networking sites, but for the most part, businesses are looking for sites like Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and LinkedIn. Pinterest and Instagram can be a huge source of traffic for small businesses. In fact, there was a study that came out last year, the fall of last year, that said social networks that drive traffic to publishers come in this order: Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter, meaning that Pinterest is actually driving more traffic to publishers' websites. And by publisher, I mean anyone who produces content, which is almost everyone these days, any business owner. Pinterest is actually driving more traffic than Twitter at the time. So especially if you have a business that has great photos, and I always use these examples, but certainly these aren't the only ways you can drive traffic to your business. But people who have catering businesses and they have gorgeous food to show, or baby clothes businesses and they have adorable outfits to show, or any type of retailer, these businesses especially are seeing a lot of benefit from sites like Pinterest, sharing the photos, making sure they're keyword rich. So you really want to really sit down and think about who your target audience is. We recently had a client that we recommended Snapchat to, and I'm on Snapchat now, Dory. We're testing that one out and trying some new things over there and playing around, and you have an account over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're hiring, I do now.
We've had a lot of fun with it. You know, we've been having a lot of fun with it, it's a younger demographic. Younger target audience, and but we've had just a ton of fun with it. So you'll have to get on there, Dory, and definitely have to enjoy it.
I have to say, and listen, you guys are all going to be so proud of me. I am leaving BlackBerry and moving to, you know, a really smartphone. And I was on, I was like, I'm speaking of you, Janice. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, look, here's what I have to do, and I want to be able to do every bit of it from my phone. And they were like, all right, we are going to hook you up. I was like, you got it. So I am joining the instant world. And, I mean, you know, I had a BlackBerry back in the days with BlackBerry. I was like, wow, you have a BlackBerry? You know, so I know. I was the leader of the pack. But I can't wait because, again, all of these things, let's face it, moms on the run, you can do these from your phone. You can do all of this from your phone.
There's a great tool out now called EveryPost, and I'm loving it because you can easily share photos across your networking sites, including onto Instagram and Tumblr if you're using Tumblr. And it's so handy, truly, with just your telephone, just your cell phone. You can share great content to all of your networking sites. So I'm a huge, huge fan, especially for mom-owned businesses.
Yep.
And I tell you what, Dory, and I know I'm gonna surprise Dory today here because Dory normally has to cut me off and say she has to announce our sponsors. But that's kind of a midway pause here, so I thought I'd go ahead and ask Dory if she wanted to announce our sponsors before I went on.
Absolutely, and I am really excited. We have, we just introduced them last week on Cena's show. Vehicle is now sponsoring not only the Tuesday Business Spotlight, but Branding Beyond Blogging. And they are a great company, and I'm just going to give you a little info on them. Great brands are always looking for influential bloggers, and bloggers are always looking for sponsorships, but the Internet's a big place, and there's a lot of noise out there. That's where Link Vehicle comes in. Link Vehicle connects bloggers to major brands through affiliate offers, sponsored posts, infographics, and more. You can sign up today and gain full access to over 200 affiliate offers handpicked by marketing professionals to perform on blogs just like yours. On top of our affiliate offers, Link Vehicle markets your site to the nation's leading digital advertisers, matching your site with sponsorship opportunities from the brand spending top dollars to reach your audience. Realize the potential of your blog by visiting linkvehicle.com today. It's free to join, and you'll always maintain full editorial control. You're already doing the hard part, so let them help you connect with the brands that value your voice. So connect with linkvehicle.com. I'm so excited to be bringing them to all of our mommy bloggers that are out there to find ways to monetize their blogs. I just think they're fabulous. And then they're going to be overall, you'll be hearing from them every week. But today our show sponsor is Peggy Caruso from Best Life Solution. Life Coaching and Beyond. So let's just hear from Peggy really quick.
Hi,
so she can share with you.
My name is Peggy Caruso. I am the founder of Life Coaching and Beyond. I am an executive and personal development coach, an 8-time entrepreneur, and an author of 4 books. My life coaching services are different in the way that I offer additional services that assist clients beyond a coaching level. My NLP and hypnosis background allows me to extend my services beyond career and personal development. I work extensively with children, and I assist them with ADD, ADHD, and depression, and I help them get off of their medication. My new book, Revolutionize Your Child's Life, will be released on August 4th, 2014. It is geared to assist parents by educating them on the different periods of a child's life, which helps them recognize behavioral issues. It teaches them where the problems begin and what happens in each part of those periods. I provide preventative measures to ensure the health, wealth, and welfare of their child. My mompreneur background also allows me to teach children success principles, and that's part of my book as well. I assist them on how to become a kidpreneur.
And I really suggest that you reach out to Peggy. She's so much fun. Her books are marvelous. And we really thank her and Safety First Bags. You need to travel, and you need your laptop when you do, but do you really want to remove it at every airport checkpoint? I don't think so. And if you go to wordofmomradio.com/offer, you can find the checkpoint-friendly laptop bags that meet all TSA guidelines. So jet-setting mompreneurs and busy travelers,
don't have to remove their laptop at every airport checkpoint. So again, go to wordofmomradio.com/offer/ for a discounted price and free shipping and give yourself the gift of convenience. So we are back with Janice Clark, and how great with all of our fabulous sponsors that are out there. Mm-hmm. You know, really
fabulous.
Really
fabulous.
Exciting. Yeah, it's exciting, all the people that are. I know. I mean, you know, we really are a mompreneur marketplace, and these are all people that, you know, I've worked with. I know I would never share something with you guys that I didn't find value in. You know, we're not looking for quantity. We're looking for really quality, and I love our sponsors. I really, really, truly do. And our fabulous show host, so we're back with Janice Clark, who's been here from the beginning.
Oh, I know. I've been around for a long, long time. I feel like a dinosaur most days, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, well, if you're the dinosaur, does that make me the egg?
Yeah. Oh, Dory. I remember being on a call many years ago when we said, what in the world is Twitter? Following people, all these
I know.
People following me. Why are these people following me? What? Why would I follow someone else? It all seems so strange, and it seems, you know, on one hand it seems so long ago, and then on the other hand it seems like just yesterday that it was many years ago. We were all just figuring this out and determining how to make this work best. And, you know, talking about our layered networking, you know, I want to stress that networking is more than just making posts. You know, I talked to you about tools. I just mentioned a great one, EveryPost, that lets you send all your content out to multiple networking sites. And that's a piece of networking. You've got to let people know you're there. You've got to get your content out. And, yes, you do need to put out some content of your own, even if it's not a lot. And, guys, I understand. Being a busy mom, oh, my goodness, do I ever understand that you can't get a ton of blog posts out every single week. You do what you can, but you need to get some original content out of your own. But it's more than just posting out your content. You know, and let me give you an example. You know, you're talking about our great sponsors here, and I'm gonna make a recommendation, Dory. This is something we've done many times in the past, so I'm really just talking about this publicly because I want you to understand about getting real results through your networking efforts and layered networking. So, you know, we talked about Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Google+. These are some really great tools you can use in your networking. But networking is more than that. It's important to remember you've got to reach out and you've got to build real live, face-to-face or ear-to-ear, depending upon your location, relationships. Dory and I are far apart. We've never physically been together face-to-face. She's one of my dearest friends. We have a serious ear-to-ear relationship. We talk on the phone, we chat, we tweet, and I just think the world of Dory. And something that we have done many times in the past is that we have gotten together with our other radio show hosts and sponsors, gotten on a call, gotten on a hangout, a video call, to just meet and honestly talk about what every person had to offer, what they were honestly looking for, and take the time to build some honest relationships. And I've done these with Dory and her fabulous sponsor. She always brings the best people and her other radio show hosts. I've also done this with other groups, other people that I was networking with, and periodically I've just simply made a post online that said, you know, looking to meet a few real people today. Who wants a phone call? And just spent a little time chatting with no particular purpose in mind because we're just meeting each other. It's not always evident where that relationship's going to go or if it's going to go anywhere. You know, keep in mind that some of these people you're going to be spending a little time meeting, you may decide that you really there's nothing for you to do together, that you're just not compatible with one another. But don't discount, and I'm getting to a point here, I really do have a point, Dory. Don't discount.
You always have a point.
There's always a point. Don't discount just taking a little time to sit back and have a cup of coffee and do a little meet and greet. And I have had so many people in the past say, oh, look, I'm just too busy for that stuff. I'm just too busy. I don't have time to get on a call with everyone. I don't have time. And I understand lack of time completely. And that's why I don't do those types of things every week, lack of time. But once in a while, as much as you can, you just need to take a few moments, make the call, to sit down and honestly build some real relationships, and then follow up. Dori and I met. We chatted. We tweeted. I was on her radio show. Neither of us had any particular agenda. I wasn't looking for Dori to help me in any specific way. She wasn't looking for me to help her in any specific way. We kept our minds open. We kept our minds open, and then we stayed in front of each other. We were on Twitter. I saw Dori on Facebook. We friended each other. Later on, Google Plus came along. We connected on Google Plus. The relationship deepened over time, and it deepened because of these layered networking efforts. I didn't just tweet to Dori one day and say, well, nothing came of that. Okay. I didn't just pick up the phone and talk to her one day and say, well, nothing happened there, so I guess this stuff doesn't work. We tweeted, we shared, we honestly took a look at each other to see what the other one was doing, the other one was offering. We kept an open mind. And gradually, we kept reaching out, and we kept getting to know each other and building a relationship until soon we were friends. And I'm recommending Dori, and Dori's recommending me. That's just one example of how it works. But it didn't work because we got on one site and made one tweet, and that was the end of it. It takes time, it takes consistency, and it does take an open mind in the sense that you know, taking a call with someone, sharing an email, or even sharing a tweet with the expectation they're going to buy from you right then, very seldom works out. Very seldom. And in fact, I always tell my clients, if you're only looking for your next client when it comes to social media, you're thinking way too small. Dori, how many people have you shared me with over the years? How many people have you recommended to me over the years?
You know? I wouldn't even begin to. I mean, heck, I was just recommending new people to you the other day.
And how many people have I told?
Right.
And how many people have I said, oh, Dori to Carlos? Oh my goodness, yes, yeah. You gotta talk to Dori. Oh, she's got this fabulous bag. She's got this wonderful radio show. Dori knows everyone. Dori knows everyone. I have no idea how many people I've recommended you to. You can't buy it. So, you know, layers, really think about those layers. Don't just think about the sites. Which site should I be on? Think about which activities you should be doing. You know, really make the effort to make your networking efforts layered, make them real, connect with real people. Start with me. Start with Dori. Reach out. Say hello. I will say hello back, and it will be me saying hello back. Do it right, and you will absolutely, guaranteed, never fail. It takes time, but it never fails. You will have clients, you will have referral partners, and you will always have an endless stream of leads in your pipeline. Never, absolutely never fail if you do it correctly. So, Dori, I think I tried to keep it within my time slot today instead of going off on a tangent.
Oh, no, you still have time. You know what? The reality is, and it's so funny because, you know, people, it's like, how long is this going to take? And it's like, well, how, you know, do you want to drive a Hyundai or do you want to drive a Rolls Royce? You know, so it really, you know, it's so funny because it really depends. And let's face it, there are ways to go out there. You can buy followers. You can do this. You can do that.
But it's not real.
You know,
it's not good.
What was it, a year and a half ago that I got slapped on Twitter for being too social because I had been away
yeah.
for Christmas and then trying to catch up with everybody that I had missed in all the time I was away, and I actually got smacked because I was
right.
talking to too many people. And it's not like I did 100 tweets per minute or any, you know, an hour or something like that, because I didn't. But I had so many tweets to so many different people that they thought I was spamming people because they don't
That's
read
right.
the tweets. They just see how many people. Meanwhile, it was like, you know, hey, Patty, have the kids like their Christmas present. Hey, Joe, you know, hope you have this. And unfortunately for me, when they reinstated me, I lost. I went down to almost nothing. So I had to rebuild all of the people throughout the years that I've been tweeting with. And it's amazing because tweet for tweet, follower to followee, you know, I don't just follow you because you follow me. I go in, I look at who you are. I look at your website. You know, so at this point, I've built up like almost 4,000 followers on one and almost a little over 2,000 on the other one, kind of a thing because I tweet from two places. I still went into all, and I know that for most people, they're like, are you crazy? And it's like, well, I guess I am, because I genuinely have conversations with these 4,000 people.
That's right.
Not every day, not every week. They'll rotate in and out of my stream and stuff like that, but when I see them, I go in, I retweet them, I ask how things are going, what's going on. I make group them into three or four people. Hey, what's new? Catch me up, you know?
Right.
Exactly, and that's what it boils down to. It is actually, it's the biggest, you've said it before, it's the biggest networking party in the world. It's 24/7. So you can go out there, you know, and again, you're right. If you are out there just looking for your next client or you're just in there, like you know, how many networking events when we used to go to them live did you go to and you knew you were talking to somebody who was not listening to a word you had to say?
Right.
Because all they were waiting was the break from the conversation to tell you about themselves and hand you their business card and move on to the next person. You know? And it's the same thing online. People know if you're just waiting to hand out your card or if you're genuinely interested in them. And that's where the layering comes in. Because you do chat with them on Twitter, and then you do connect with them on Facebook, and then you wind up pinning something that they've pinned, or you're into, you know, over at Google Plus, and you see them there and stuff like that. It just kind of becomes this, I don't know how to explain it. It's this wonderful luncheon that just keeps going on.
That's exactly,
you know?
Right. And everyone benefits.
And you, exactly. And, but don't discount the fact that people want to hear from you. They want, and not only, you know, my mother's birthday was just the other day. It's the 20th birthday she's had in heaven. And so, you know, it was so funny. I'm sitting here, it was my mom's birthday, and all of a sudden, boom, I hear the lightning crash. And I started to laugh, and I put up a post on Facebook, and I was like, well, heard the first sound of thunder. Mommy's letting me in on the party. You know, and later that day, I went out, and a flash of lightning happened. And you know what? It was my mother's, actually, death day, it was her 18th year, and that was the day that I realized truly the power that these people that you may never, Janice and I have never sat down. Janice is one of the handful of people in my life that if I'm on the ledge, which doesn't happen often, I will pick up the phone and call Janice. Because that's how much I trust her. And I have never sat down, which is just impossible to me. It's just impossible to me. I always have to remember, every once in a while I remind myself, wow, you know, we really have never met in real life. Because she is part of my everyday life. It really, really, truly. So this is the power that is out here if you are genuine, if you're genuinely out there. And that's that's really the icing on the layering networking cake.
That's exactly right.
Sincerity.
Genuinely out there. And that's the key. You've got to be genuinely out there. You don't have to be, and I know this can be very overwhelming, and it can sound terribly overwhelming, especially when you're already overwhelmed with a business and kids and a family and all these other things going on in your life. You don't have to be genuinely out there 24 hours a day, okay? You don't have to be genuinely out there 8 hours a day. You know, it could be a very small amount of time every day. It could be spending time, a little quality time, 3 days a week doing this. But the key is consistency. The key is got to be consistent. You've got to be doing the right tasks, and you've got to be doing them consistently. Even if you can't do a lot, do something and be consistent about it.
And on that note, visit Janice at bizmsolutions.com. Reach out to her. You can find her everywhere across social media at bizmsolutions and also on Twitter at Janice_Clark. She will be back in 2 weeks with Social Media Help Not Hype. On Thursday, I will be here with Marianne Russo from the Coffee Clatch Special Needs Talk Radio. And for those Twitter fans that are listening to the show, you know Marianne because she is all over Twitter with the Coffee Clatch. And I am so excited to bring her and her mission to Word of Mom Radio. So, Janice, thank you for another fantabulous show. I will talk to you in 2 weeks. everybody else, thank you so much for tuning in. We are so excited that you're here with us, and we will see you on Thursday on the Mompreneur Model Show. So until then, bye for now.